AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal with the House Progressive Caucus got out of a meeting at the White House with President Biden on his big tax and spending plan.
The president is the inspirer. He is the closer. He is the convincer.
The mediator in chief.
He really is doing a phenomenal job.
The big issue for the president is to convince moderate Democrats to come on board. The Department of Homeland Security says Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has tested positive for the coronavirus. Mayorkas has been vaccinated and is said to be experiencing only mild congestion. Today in Washington, federal agents carried out what's being called law enforcement activity at a mansion owned by Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was mentioned a number of times in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Former President Donald Trump is fighting back to block the work of the House Committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the former president is going down the wrong road.
The constitutional protections of executive privilege should not be used to shield information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself.
A judge in South Carolina denied bond for attorney Alex Murdaugh on the second set of charges he has faced since finding his wife and son dead in June. He's also accused of stealing money meant to go to the sons of his longtime housekeeper, who died a few weeks after falling at the family's home. Eric Bland represents the sons.
We're pleased. We thought that Alex is a danger to not only our clients, but society.
The case involving the deaths of Murdaugh's wife and son has not been solved. A nurse in Texas was convicted of capital murder in the deaths of four patients who died after prosecutors say he injected them with air following heart surgeries. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 198 points. This is AP News. Many scientists are pressing the British government to bring back virus restrictions and speed up vaccinations.
The UK recorded just over 49,000 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, the largest number since mid-July. New infections averaged 43,000 a day over the past week, a 15% increase on the week before. Last week, the Office for National Statistics estimated that 1 in 60 people in England had the virus, one of the highest levels seen in Britain during the pandemic. In July, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government lifted all the legal restrictions that had been imposed more than a year earlier to slow the spread of the virus, including face coverings indoors and social distancing rules. Zara Shackley, London.
Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of coronavirus booster shots this week in an effort to provide flexibility for those who want to maintain protection against the virus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.